From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Military officials say it'll take about 2 days to wrap up a security operation in opium-rich central Helmand province. The operation is aimed at crushing the Taliban's hold on the area and the local drug trade that's supporting the group. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, who's embedded with the Marines in southern Afghanistan, says Taliban fighters are using civilians as pawns in their resistance.
Right outside the compound, Marines had come out to engage local population, and apparently gunfire erupted from the walls or from the doorway of one of the compounds, in which there's known to be at least a dozen, if not two dozen, women and children holed up. And so basically it seems the Taliban are using a tactic which is all too familiar, which is they will try to draw Marine fire or draw NATO fire into compounds where civilians are located in the hopes of creating civilian casualties.
NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson in Dahana, Afghanistan. Archbishop Desmond Tutu, actor Sidney Poitier, and the woman who founded the global movement to find a cure for breast cancer are the recipients of the Medal of Freedom. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The Medal of Freedom is the nation's highest civilian honor. President Obama presented medals to 16 people from a wide range of backgrounds, including physicist Stephen Hawking, Broadway performer Cheetah Rivera, and Dr. Joe Greer, who built a medical clinic for Miami's homeless.
These extraordinary men and women, these agents of change, remind us that excellence is not beyond our abilities, that hope lies around the corner, and that justice can still be won in the forgotten corners of this world.
Mr. Obama also awarded a Medal of Freedom to the ailing Senator Ted Kennedy. That medal was accepted by Kennedy's daughter, Kara. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
A new study suggests that hurricane activity in the Atlantic is as high as it's been in 1,000 years. NPR's John Hamilton has the story.
The study looked at hurricanes during the past 1,500 years. It used sediments from lagoons to find evidence of ancient storms, and it used studies of things like coral growth to estimate changes in ocean temperature and wind patterns, factors that can affect hurricanes. Both approaches suggested there were a whole lot of storms about 1,000 years ago. It's a peak that wasn't matched until the current period of high hurricane activity, which began in the mid-1990s. The authors say the results show that climate factors and hurricane frequency are linked. But critics of the paper say its results are preliminary because there's still so little data on storms that occurred hundreds of years ago. The study appears in the journal Nature. John Hamilton, NPR News.
In Tokyo, the Nikkei average of 225 selected issues is up 104 points to close at 10,539. This is NPR News. Swiss bank UBS, the Swiss government, and the U.S. have announced they've reached a settlement in a lawsuit involving Americans with secret overseas accounts. The U.S. has been asking UBS to turn over the names of 52,000 account holders that it suspects of tax evasion. From Miami, NPR's Greg Allen has the story.
Lawyers for the IRS, UBS, and the Swiss government told federal judge Alan Gold in Miami that they'd finalized a settlement and would soon submit it to the court for approval. Details are not yet available, but it's believed that under the agreement, UBS will release some portion of the 52,000 names of account holders. John Coffey of Columbia Law School says no matter what the details are, the settlement has already dealt a blow to Swiss bank secrecy.
The people using these accounts have begun to recognize the inevitable over the last several months, and there's been a flood of applications into the U.S. amnesty program for tax evaders.
Once the settlement with UBS is finalized, it's expected that the government will seek similar terms from other Swiss banks and eventually offshore banks in other international tax havens. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
Obama administration officials plan to tour a maximum security prison in Standish, Michigan, that could be used to house detainees from Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Thursday's visit comes amid plans to close the facility. The military penitentiary at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, is also being considered for housing detainees. 229 suspected Al-Qaeda, Taliban, and foreign fighters remain at Guantanamo. Again in stocks, the Nikkei is up 104 points. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials gained 120. The Nasdaq was up 28. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.